This recording is of a slightly longer mindfulness of breathing practice. So as always, when starting these practices, pay a little attention to your posture and see if, whether you're sitting or lying, you can get yourself into a position that balances being relatively comfortable with being awake and attentive. And there's no harm in doing a quick check for unnecessary tension in your body. Why not let it go? It's not a relaxation exercise, but it's not going to make the practice go any easier. So anything you can let go, let it go. Anything you can't, decide to bring it with you. And setting up your mind, reminding yourself that there's a balance here. This shouldn't be something that takes loads of effort, that you strain at. But equally, it's something that's deliberate and done on purpose. And the main qualities you need, just bring a little bit of openness to it, a bit of curiosity to it, some freshness, like you've not done it before, because you haven't done it this time. And also a slight sense of kindness. Bring that into the practice. Bringing your attention into your body, into the present moment in your body, and to the raw physical sensations of your breathing. Noticing where in your body you can feel the sensations as the breath comes in and out. Perhaps at your tummy, as it presses against the waistband of your clothes, or perhaps at your throat and your nostrils as the air goes in and out. The central thing is to pick one spot where you're going to follow your breathing and then stick with it. Stick with it for the duration of this practice. So make that choice now. And then, taking an interest, getting up a little close to that sensation as it shifts and changes with the in-breath and the out-breath. Noticing more than you usually would. Taking a particular interest. It doesn't mean that you try to block other things out. It's not like that's possible. But just keeping a good chunk of your mind on that continuously as much as possible, as best you can without a break. And whenever the interruptions come, as they will come, your mind wandering off to something else, interruption by a sound or a feeling, or more likely something going on in your body, then remind yourself that's to be expected. It was always going to happen. And this is practice in encountering that smoothly. Noticing for your own information where your mind went to, and seeing if you can practice a certain amount of patience and kindness in scooping your mind up and popping it back down to that spot where you're noticing your breathing. Not forcing it, just letting it settle back down. And I'll leave you following the in-breath and the out-breath for a while. Just noticing where your mind is in this moment. And if it had gone somewhere else, then give yourself the credit for noticing that. The point of this exercise is to get better at realizing when we're not here. So notice where it went. And gently, with a bit of patience, see if you can gather your mind up and set a portion of it down again on your breathing. Again, just noticing where your mind is. All sorts of things can pull you around, but noticing that is not a problem. It doesn't mean that you're not doing the exercise. This is the exercise, to become aware of the things that pull us about. They are inevitable. And then to get really good, or at least better, at gently letting them go, acknowledging them, and as best we can, bringing ourselves back to the point of our breathing. Again, checking in with yourself to see where your focus is. Bringing yourself back, if that's appropriate. And by this point, you might also have noticed that you've got some persistent visitors here. You might also be constantly being tugged at by fatigue, or by a nagging thought, or by a particular physical sensation. If that is the case, it's really hard to exclude it or fight against it or try not to feel it. So just don't do that. See if you can make some space for it. Bring it with you. You don't have to like it. But if it's there already, then maybe make your attention about two things. First of all, about the breath. And second of all, about that thing that's going to be there whether you like it or not. And make this mindfulness practice about being aware of both. And then beginning to bring this mindfulness practice to an end. Don't rush the ending. Don't just snap out of it. See if you can bring some of this composed, present attention into whatever happens next in your life. And without analyzing it, if there's anything to be noted about what you've just been through, anything that you'd like to remember for next time, then note that now. So having got a little closer to yourself, been a little friendlier to yourself, as best you can, staying in the present moment, this practice finishes here.